Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I get that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. He's Executive Vice President with National Taxpayers Union. NTU.org is their website. National Taxpayers Union is an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, all the way back to 1998 when Pete first joined us. And he's here to talk to us about at least a couple of things that are going on right now. The first thing we're going to talk about is this internet sales tax debate that's going on. It's been going on now for a long time. I've been talking about it, Pete. Welcome back, Pete. And I've been talking about this for a long time.
Yes, and it is a long-standing issue. What we have are hearings coming up in the House Judiciary Committee this Wednesday on alternative proposals to deal with the issue of equity between e-tailers and brick-and-mortar retailers,
right,
whether there's going to be a new collection regime that would allow auditors from one state to check up on a business located in another state. We already have some of that going on with the income tax system.
Mm-hmm.
We're very concerned that applying it to the sales tax system would be the wrong way to go. And, of course, there are small businesses on both sides of this question.
Right. That's right.
We realize that, and we think that the fairest solution here is to do something called origin-based sourcing, which means very simply, wherever you're located, whatever jurisdiction you're in, whether you sell only online, whether you sell through a storefront, you collect and pay sales taxes to that one jurisdiction.
On the sales revenue that you produce.
That's right. And
yeah,
that way you don't have this streamlined sales and use tax agreement, which
mm-hmm.
is a very complex arrangement. You know, you'd basically be required to collect and remit to potentially several thousand jurisdictions wherever your customers might be ordering from. That would sort of tip fairness on its head. You know, the brick-and-mortar retailers are saying, well, the online retailers are getting away without collecting any
right.
sales taxes at all. Let's make them collect for everywhere that their customers are. That's not the definition of fairness. It's fair if everybody does the same thing, and that's what origin sourcing would achieve.
Well, I've been covering this issue for, golly, at least 10 years, maybe more, maybe 12 years. And you and I have been talking about it for probably that long. And my position, of course, is that, you know, I advocate for the e-tailer and the retailer. So how do I come down on this? My reason for being against internet sales tax in the past was that it was going to be so cumbersome that it was going to be virtually impossible for a Main Street small business owner to try to develop a website and to try to grow into e-commerce, which I was encouraging all of them to do, and I still do. But then to keep up with to all the different places they might have to remit 35 cents worth of sales tax to. And
yeah,
it was just going to be prohibitive. And nobody ever came up with a technology or the policy that would solve that. So that's the reason why I've been against it all along, even though I knew that it wasn't fair to a pure retailer.
Yeah, and the other factor here we need to worry about is enforcement mechanisms. The fact that you could have not only your own state's auditor come in and check your records regarding sales tax collections and payments, you could have potentially 44 other states' auditors doing the same thing to you. That is, you know, we have heard a lot of very deep horror stories from business owners who've been audited by their own states for sales.
So you're saying this, what do you call it, origin?
Well, origin-based sourcing is the very simple concept that you pay one sales tax rate to the jurisdiction in which your business is located, period. There are others who want to use something called destination-based sourcing. That's the complex scheme.
But that goes back to the original plan, doesn't it?
Yes.
Origin-based makes the most sense because that's where the nexus is. That's where you are, but still, this is a complicated issue, and there are a lot of people on both sides. We're going to talk about this and the president's budget. Is it getting any traction, and should we care if it gets any traction? With our good friend Pete Sepp, he's with National Taxpayers Union. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.